morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This morning we're doing something a little bit different. We're going to do it two or three times a year, where we're not going to take any phone calls, and I'm just going to talk and try and give you some ideas of what needs to be done. And we've gone all over the yard. We've talked about annuals and perennials, vegetables, roses, your lawn. So this last hour, I thought we'd concentrate on our shrubs and trees and what we should do for them at this time of the year. Probably the most popular shrub is the blue hydrangea. And I get that question. We could have a foot of snow on the ground, and somebody will call and ask questions about the blue hydrangea. Well, this is what I want you to do. There's still growing season. It's only mid-September, and your hydrangeas are still growing. But what I want you to do is this. If you have some new growth that's, let's say, a foot or more higher than the rest of the plant, today, cut it down so that it's level with the rest of the plant. This gives the plant plenty of time to make a callus where you made those 3, 4, maybe even 5 cuts on your plant to control the height of your plant. But a general pruning of the plant should not be done until the springtime. If you prune it heavy now, many of those branches will not seal over or make like a scab. And then you would get some dehydration, and that branch could dry out, and you lose all the blooms on that plant. So only the branches that are really much taller, and it spoils the overall shape of your plant. But no pruning on your hydrangea at this time of the year other than that. Okay? The one thing that I do want you to do is all of the blooms on your hydrangea that have turned brown, get your pruners and just below the flower head, cut them off and get them off your plant. That way, if during the winter months we get either an ice storm or a heavy wet snow, you don't want that to stick to the bloom, make the plant bend over, and possibly break the branch. And all of your other fall-blooming hydrangea, when you get into the month of October, you should remove all of the blooms from your plant. Because if you have a big PG hydrangea, for example, they bloom during September and October. So when they get done blooming, if you do not remove that blossom from your plant, now let's say you've got 2 dozen blooms on your plant and each flower is 10 to 12 inches in diameter and it's covered with ice, it's going to be heavy and the branch is going to bend, and if you get more rain that goes to ice or more heavy wet snow, it could break the branch or break the entire plant. So now or later on, make sure that all of your hydrangea blooms have been removed from the plant and just below the actual flower. It does make a big, big difference. I don't want you feeding any of your hydrangea at this time of the year. Nothing. None of your shrubbery is going to be fed at this time of the year. Leave them alone. Give them a chance to become ready for the winter months. Let that new growth that it made, because it was almost fleshy. You want the cold weather to change that succulent type growth to make it like wood, to make it stronger, to make the foliage that's on that plant that's now lush and green, to make it tough so that it can withstand the cold and the wind of winter, so that your plant is better able to survive the stress of winter. So put the fertilizer away. The only plant that gets fed in September and October is your lawn. Everybody else, put it away. The only exception would be bulbs that you're going to be planting. Tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, plants like that. And don't use bone meal. Don't even consider buying bone meal anymore. I want you to use either a specially formulated bulb fertilizer or seaweed kelp. Seaweed kelp is all organic, it's all natural, and I like it better than even the traditional bulb food that's on the market today, because it retains moisture and it has a lot more microbes, bacteria, and all of the goodness of nature is in that seaweed. Seaweed is like a sponge that soaks up all of the nutrition in the ocean and stores it in that foliage. So use seaweed kelp when you're planting your bulbs this year. Much, much better. And no animals will dig up your garden. So we're going to clean our shrubbery. You're going to remove the big flowers. Now, another plant that you don't want to cut back too much is if you have a butterfly bush. Butterfly bush will bloom right up until the fall, until we've had really cold weather and the blooms actually freeze. It will continue to bloom probably until almost Thanksgiving, especially if you live like on Cape Cod or even further south. Butterfly bush will bloom that late in the year. So, but again, when it's done blooming, cut off all of the faded flowers from it just to prevent winter damage on your plants. Now, in the fall of the year, I don't want you to do a lot of pruning on your plant, no matter what it is. Most of your pruning is best done in the springtime, during March, April, or even in early May. So in the fall, just do pruning to control the size of your plant, but as little as possible. Again, because where you make the cut, the plant may not have enough time, to seal it with a scab to prevent moisture loss on your plant. So in the fall, during September and October, no fertilizer to your plant to make them tough. Very little pruning just to give you a little bit of a shape. Fall is the time of the year, right now. A lot of your nurseries and garden centers are having sales. And I remember when I was in the nursery industry, we had a saying, fall is for planting. And there was a reason for that. it wasn't that the nurseries had inventory and they wanted to get rid of it. A lot of the nurseries right now are receiving freshly dug material. Your ground is nice and warm right now. And when you plant during the month of September, the shrubs, the trees, and even some of the perennials that you can buy on sale will root in that ground a lot faster than they would during the month of April when it's cold. So take advantage of the sales. Get some landscaping done around your home. It'll be one thing less that you have to do next year. But, I mean, some of the nurseries are having 40, 50% off. So if you need certain plants, now is a great time to get that done. If you want to move some plants, this is also a good time if it's a plant that loses its foliage during the winter. You don't want to dig and move azaleas or rhododendrons, but you can move forsythia, weigelia, quince, or lilacs. They lose their leaves during the winter months.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all-season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plantone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holytone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulbtone from Aspoma.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976. What?
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This time of the year, you know, we're looking for our last big fling with our summer and fall season. Your nurseries right now have beautiful fall flowering mums. And if you're going to buy some mums, I want you to think before you buy the mums this year. Don't buy a mum that's in full bloom. Buy a mum that still has a minimum of 50% buds. Right now, all of your early blooming mums have great color. Your mid-season, the buds are just cracking, and your late are just buds. So rather than buy something that's already in full bloom, buy something that's just beginning to show color. The nursery has enjoyed all of the color on those plants. You haven't. So if you buy a mum that's just beginning to show color, instead of having days of color, you're going to have weeks of color. So buy your mums that are just beginning to show color. Do yourself a favor. When you buy these mums, don't dig a hole, throw them in, step on the soil around it, and say, good luck. Plant them like you do geraniums or tomatoes in the spring. A little bit of compost. Firm the soil gently around it. A little bit of a liquid fertilizer now and then. And there is a much better chance that mum will come back for you in the springtime, and you won't have to buy them again in the fall season. Now, there are other plants that bloom in the fall, flowering cabbage, flowering kale. To me, these are the plants that I like. Flowering cabbage and flowering kale will bloom in your yard until the plant is covered with a foot of snow on top of it. They love the cold. As a matter of fact, the colder the plant gets, the more color it will have. And cabbage and kale will be white, pink, purple, or red. And again, the colder the air is, the more color variation your plant will have. And if you want to have fun, plant them. Because when your mums are done blooming, the cabbage and kale are still in your yard. One year at Thanksgiving, I forgot to make a centerpiece. I went in the garden. I cut a flowering kale, stuck it in a vase, and we had a beautiful centerpiece of a pink and purple kale on the table. It wasn't as nice as Mum's, but at least we had some color. And when you get sick of looking at it, you can cut it up and make coleslaw, or you can cut it up and make kale or cabbage soup. So there's a lot of uses other than just the flowers. But this is a plant that will tolerate the cold, and the cold intensifies the actual color of that plant. Also in the fall, you have fall blooming asters. They're little tiny daisies, less than an inch in diameter, purple, blue, pink, and white. These are plants that when you buy them at the nursery will probably be in a neighborhood of 18 to 24 inches tall and wide. If they survive the winter, if you plant them correctly, they will come back in the springtime and they will rebloom next year. But what you have to do is you have to cut them back in July to control the height of your plant, just like you do a chrysanthemum. But they're beautiful. They give you a different color combination and a different shape blossom for your garden. If you like daisies in bloom, the very last perennial to bloom is called a Montauk daisy. And I'll tell you about that plant right after these messages. But Montauk daisy, named after that city in New York on Long Island.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F shelters.com, or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold is outperform paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Perry Garden Club. We're talking about the Montauk Daisy. Now, this is a daisy that blooms in late September, early October. It's a white daisy with a yellow center, about an inch and a half to 2 inches in diameter. And it's a plant that will grow, if you don't pinch it in early July, it can get up to be as high as 3, sometimes even 4 feet, depending on how much rain we get. So I always recommend that the first week in July, you cut the plant in half. It will double the width and double the flowers on your plant, but you control the overall height of your plant. And at that time, when you cut it back, you take all of the tips that you've cut from the plant, jam them into the ground, and they will root, and you'll have brand new plants. No rooting powder, nothing. Just push them into the ground, and they will root very, very easily if you can keep the soil moist. But the Montauk Daisy is the very last blooming perennial for our gardens. And it's a plant that if you live like on Cape Cod where your soil is on the sandy side, it just loves it. It will also do good if you live near the seashore where you get a lot of wind. This is a plant that will tolerate that type of weather. And in late October, when it's all done blooming, take your hedge shears, cut it so it's about a foot from the ground, and throw everything else in your compost pile, and leave it sit for the winter. And in the spring, that foot that you have left will be covered with buds to make new shoots for the following year. But it's a wonderful plant, and it blooms in the fall. So it's mums, cabbage, kale, Montauk daisy, your fall blooming asters, and it's the time to plant your bulbs, tulips, crocuses, hyacinths, and all those bulbs. Let me give you a tip. If you have chipmunks and you have moles and rabbits and, you know, rodent-type animals, plant daffodils instead of tulips. Plant grape hyacinths instead of crocus, because a tulip will be eaten by rodents in the ground as well as above the ground, while a daffodil is poisonous and they will not bother it. So if you planted spring bulbs only to find that the rabbits or the other animals eat it, or you plant them in the fall and nothing comes out of the ground in the spring, then it's a chipmunk, it could be a mouse, it could be a mole that ate that bulb during the winter months. So if you plant a daffodil, they will not bother it. If you plant grape hyacinths, they will not bother it. Now, there's a lot of bulbs that are resistant to rodents. So when you go to the garden center, talk to the people there and tell them that in the past you've had a problem, and they'll help you select rodent-proof bulbs so that you can have a lot of spring color in your garden. But September and October are the best months to get them in. The sooner you can get them in the ground, the more established they will be, and the bigger and the better flower they will produce for you. So try and get them in, water them well, keep them nice and moist, put some seaweed kelp in the ground, stay away from bone meal. And with all types of bulbs, you do not want to use a granular food like a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5, because if you use a chemical fertilizer like that and you don't work it in and blend it properly, when the roots come out of the bulb, they could get burnt when they contact a particle of that fertilizer. Seaweed kelp is very good. It's safe, and it will do a great job. Compost, if you have compost, chicken manure, animal manure of any type will work very, very well for all types of bulbs. So definitely do that. Now, I have one more project for you. Before it gets really cold, I want you to walk around your house and look at your fence. Look at the side of your house. If you have a canvas awning, have they turned green with the moisture? If they have, it's not too late right now to get a product called Wet and Forget and spray it on the surface. And between now, the middle of September, until Thanksgiving, that mold, that green algae, will disappear from your house. It works that fast, but you need to do it while we still have some nice weather out in your yard and garden. So if you've got mold, mildew, algae growing on a walkway or a patio, this is the time to take the Wet and Forget and apply it. And if you're taking down your awnings, apply the wet and forget to the awning now and give the next couple of weeks of rain to destroy that green algae so that when you put them in storage, they will not deteriorate and change the color of your awning. So there's still plenty of time for jobs like this, patio furniture. Start doing some of these jobs now, a little bit at a time. Usually what happens at my house is, winter is here, you have to put all the furniture away, all the pottery, the statues, and we spend a whole weekend killing ourselves. So if you've got some time, you know, as these containers finish blooming, they don't look as good as they should, start thinking about putting them away for the year. Patio furniture that you're not using, begin to put that away. Begin to clean out your containers, your window boxes, your bird bath. Never, ever take a bird bath and put it away if there's a green film from the water. If you do, it will stain the concrete or the paint of the bird bath. So before you put it away, just get a cleaning solution and wash it thoroughly, so because it will dry. Put it away, clean, and you'll be ahead of the game for next year. Start thinking about the garden hose. Do you need to have all the hoses still outside? If you don't, take one end of the hose, throw it over the fence, slowly pull it over the fence, and it will drain on the opposite side. Coil it up in a nice circle, tie it together, put it away, and if in January or February you decide you want to wash the car, you will be able to, because it's empty of water, it hasn't frozen. You can take it out quickly, wash all the road salt off your vehicle, and then drain it and put it away. But start to think about projects like that. If you have garden tools that you're no longer going to be using, take a wire brush, clean all of the metal portions of your tools, and spray some WD-40 on the tool. It will protect it from rusting. If you have a wooden handle on a shovel or a rake, they will dry in your tool shed or in your garage. Before you put it away for the year, you can buy linseed oil. Put it on a rag and rub the handle back and forth so that the handle can absorb some of the linseed oil. It will prevent it from drying. It won't get brittle. And when you put some pressure on it, there's a good chance that it won't break. A good shovel is going to cost you $15 or more. A package of linseed oil will cost you a couple of dollars and could save you an awful lot of money. So start cleaning your tools, put them away, get them ready for the winter by conditioning the metal and the wood portion of your plant, and things will go a lot easier for you this year. So there's still plenty to do, plenty to plant. And remember, we're here every single Sunday morning to help you with what your particular problems are. We have a website. We want you to go to the website, paulparent.com. click on newsletter. Sign up for the newsletter. It's free. It will come to you automatically every single Thursday. There'll be two, maybe three stories about what's happening at that particular time of the year, whether it's a plant, whether it's things that you need to do around the house or garden, and it will change with every single season. It's free. If you don't like it, just hit delete. If you like it, you can print part of it and save it. But it's free every single Thursday. Just go to paulparentlikemomanddad.com, click on newsletter, enter your email address, and it will come to you the following Thursday. So there's a lot of great information out there. We're trying to keep everything current for you so that you will know what to do at a particular time of the year. This time of the year, there's plenty to do. Just because the kids are back in school, just because you're thinking of putting the pool away for the winter, the foliage is beginning to change on your trees. There's a lot to do in the garden. Give us a call. Sunday mornings, we're here for you.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium grass seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium grass seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This morning, we're trying to give you a lot of information on what you should be doing at this time of the year. So, you know, continue to take notes, and you can refer to them at a later date, and also the newsletter will be there to help you. Now, certain plants will do best in an acid soil, and certain plants will do better in a sweet soil. Lilacs, clematis, love a sweet soil. And if you have lilacs and they're not blooming the way that they should, now is the time to get a bag of powdered lime from your garden center and put several handfuls around the base of your plant. Just kind of scratch it in. And it will help to neutralize the acidity in the soil around your plants. And it will help your lilacs to give you more blooms in the years to come. Clematis is the same way. It has to have a sweet soil, otherwise it just will not thrive in your yard. And you cannot over-apply lime to lilacs as well as clematis. And now is the time to do that. If you have moss in your lawn, the same thing. You cannot over-apply lime to prevent moss from taking over your lawn. So that's a good project for you to do. And if you're putting in the new lawn, definitely add some lime to the soil at the time of planting. Now, there are plants that want just the opposite. Blue hydrangea. If you take that lime and you put it around your blue hydrangea, you will change the color of that plant. And the blue hydrangea is the only plant that you can do that to. There's no other plant that you can change the color by changing the acidity of the soil. But if you put a lot of lime or wood ash around your blue hydrangea, you will change it so that next spring it will be pink. So what you want to do is for your blue hydrangea, if the color wasn't what you wanted, buy something called aluminum sulfate. And aluminum sulfate is what's called a soil acidifier. And it will make the soil more acid so that your color of your blue hydrangea will actually be bluer. So if it's beginning to go a little bit on the pink side, aluminum sulfate is the product to use. Now, blueberries also love a very acidic soil. And if you're buying aluminum sulfate for your hydrangea, buy a little bigger package and use it on your blueberries. I would suggest a good handful for every 2 to 3 feet of height of your hydrangea or your blueberry. Sprinkle it around the plant, scratch it in, and water it in, and it will make the soil more acidic, and you'll have more blueberries on your blueberry plant. It really, really will make a difference in the quality of that plant if you are able to do that. So, use the fall season to make your lilacs bloom better, to make your clematis bloom better by changing the soil so that it is not as acid. And you will see a noticeable difference in the years to come. Do it every single year. Now, if you're growing a grass, ornamental grasses on your property, ornamental grasses will dry in place. You can allow them to stay there for the winter, or you can cut them back to 3 to 6 inches. It's up to you. It depends what you want. But all of your ornamental grasses can be cut in the fall or in the spring of the year.